Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Tommy Savoya.
And I'm Tia Savoya.
This is a podcast about Nintendo gaming and news. Today, we're going to talk about LEGO Marvel Super Heroes. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. You can read our blog and listen to our podcast there. You can visit our forums at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. Okay, I went out and got LEGO Marvel Super Heroes Wii U. I didn't really think I was going to get this for real. And try to bear with me on this episode. I have allergies today. It's spring. Not really my season.
Just don't sneeze on me.
Well, I thought of getting the 3DS version because I tried the demo for LEGO Batman. It was pretty good. The graphics were fine. The gameplay was basic. And the LEGO Star Wars 3, I played demos of that, and that's fun. But they totally messed up the 3DS version of this one. I mean, it just wasn't fun for me.
It's way too simple, I guess.
They have the basic LEGO formula where you're collecting studs and you can jump around and you have two players. 3DS version, you only have one player, and if you die, then you have to restart the whole thing over. And it's basically just you running down a hallway or fighting a boss and fight things. And it just didn't look all that appealing to me, so I turned it down. I heard great things about the Wii U one because some people say it's the best LEGO game there is. And I kind of wanted to get in on this because we kind of wanted LEGO City Undercover to have two-player. And this one looked like it had some of the best aspects of LEGO City, and it had two-player, so I went for this one.
It's a pretty interesting game, though. I mean, you have a whole bunch of Marvel characters to pick from, and a lot of ones that, you know, have only appeared in maybe the comics or so. You typically start off, like, in the story. You can only unlock the Avengers first, and along with Spider-Man.
Basically, the first four bosses are all Spider-Man villains.
Yeah, which is kind of weird.
Then it gets into Thor, and then Captain America, and then it gets into X-Men. But, gonna talk about the story. Story is really fun. It has all the Marvel personalities and their different stuff. And mix it with the playfulness of the LEGO stories. They always have little Easter eggs in there and little nods to all the Marvel franchise.
Oh, Easter eggs. Stan Lee cameos throughout the whole game. Each level you have to save him, and even parts of the hub world you have to save him too.
If you save all of him, you unlock him. And the characters have way more abilities than LEGO Batman 2. All you basically do is Batman, just run and fight. And then jump. Each character has their own unique abilities. In LEGO Batman, they all had basically the same. Well, they had these abilities, and then each character had one or two different combination of them. But these, in this one, it's the same, but the abilities are more diverse. And there's a ton of Marvel characters. They even have like obscure ones like Rocket Raccoon or Squirrel Girl.
There's also, alongside the main levels you do, when you complete the story, there's also, like, kind of quests or missions you can do in the hub world, and then there are these special levels, like, they're basically Deadpool missions where you have to do some sort of mission, and, like, basically you do a mission for Deadpool and he narrates it.
Yeah, they're little fun things to do after the story, when you're not working on the main campaign. But, I mean, the levels, there's a lot of them, and they're all fun, but sometimes I really had no clue what to do in a level. I mean, they all have bright colors, and there's colors for each puzzle you need the character to do, but sometimes it doesn't point it out to you. There's just so many abilities the characters have and different combinations for them to solve puzzles that just sometimes you can forget about them, don't know, really know what to do. Yeah.
There's glitches. The game seems to have its fair share of glitches with, well, like, most of the glitches are kind of annoying. Like, for example, you get stuck in a corner or something and you can't move or get out or anything. Or, one glitch we encountered that I've kind of just called a Loki glitch is this part where you're fighting Loki and, if you push him off the edge, it doesn't consider it as you beating him, but it kind of does consider it as you beating him, and the battle's considered over, but you can't progress through the level because the game says you didn't actually beat him.
It was weird. I'm just not sure, but there's lots of other glitches, like, Mr. Fantastic, he got stuck in a corner and he couldn't get out, so I had to restart. And characters would get stuck in specific spots in the hub world. And it's just really annoying.
Oh, also being tossed away in the ocean.
Yeah, you get pulled off in somewhere.
Yeah, like, say you're driving a boat and you kind of go to the boundaries of the hub on the water driving a boat. And you jump off the boat, you're likely to get flung into the water and then you'll just keep going, slowly floating away from the hub.
It was annoying.
It was funny to watch, though.
Now, in the hub world, you can fly, but that doesn't really add much challenge in exploring. We got Lego City, and it was fun. It was give you a challenge to explore how to reach new spots, even if you had the jetpack. But now that you can fly, there really is no challenge and no satisfaction in exploring. You just fly where you need to go, do the mission, and it's just kind of dull. And the last level, that was a disappointment too. The hub world was a disappointment, and so was the last level, because you have to fight Galactus, and they're putting up all this hype, and there's so many awesome levels, and then the last level, it's just he's at the edge of the helicarrier, and you do puzzles to aim the turbines towards him, and then you build this globe. And then you don't even get to deal with the final hit, or even attack him. Because in the scene, it just has Thor come out and whack him with Hulk.
Yeah, you don't even get to play as Thor when he does that.
Yeah, and it's just that they put a lot of emphasis on the cutscenes. The one cutscene that shows the ending, you don't really get to participate in that at all. It's just you doing a puzzle, and you're not actually fighting Galactus. It's not very climatic.
And what's also kind of frustrating is that after you finish, after you've just finished the last level, and you know there's the typical ending cutscene, and then you go through a loading screen, and there's another cutscene, and it's like it's like you get confused and don't know when the cutscenes are going to end.
Yeah, there's a lot of cutscenes. But they're good. They have good voice acting in it. You have the option on the, well, in the Wii U version at least, you have the option to go split screen, or you can do the one with the compass, where the bar that separates the two screens in two player switches, turns around depending on where you are from the other person. Or you can have one person goes on the gamepad and one on the TV. And while the gamepad doesn't have that high of resolution as the TV does, it's fun. And it's good that you can instantly click the gamepad to go back and forth, or just use the gamepad as a map, like Lego City. But if you do go split screen, then there is lag. I think it's in the levels that there's lag if you do split screen. And there's lag if you do gamepad on the hub world. I think that's how it is. But it's just weird. I can kind of see that since the hub world's big, there'd be lag if it's on the gamepad. Yeah, but it just doesn't make it fun if there's so much lag. But there's a lot of boss fights in the levels. And there's a lot of, while we're on the subject of two-player, you have a lot of characters per level. In the level, You can, they have, like, different matchups for the characters and the villains. Like, they'll have Human Torch and Thor go against Loki, and they have all these other characters. So you basically get a unique character each time.
So there are, like, one or two levels where you, for example, play as a member of the Fantastic Four, and there's usually, like, two to the rest of the four. There's either two more or all of them in the level, seemingly.
Yeah, so in two-player, no one's really complaining, oh, I want this character, since they're all fun to play as, and you don't really have to fight over them, especially if there's four characters per level. And the boss fights are pretty good. Even though you don't really get to, you know, actually use your abilities to get them, it's basically knocking things down so you can build stuff and hit them with the stuff you build. I mean, it's Lego, but it doesn't really scream Marvel at me.
The one exception is kind of like those mini bosses in the hub where there's like this kind of floating circle thing that you have to step on and it activates a boss. Like you'll fight the Red Hulk, for example, and it's just like a regular fight.
Yeah, and then you beat them and you unlock the character. They have a lot of characters you can unlock in the hub world and in the levels. But there's a downside that there's so many that the character selection, like in Lego Batman 2 and the other Lego games, you hold down the character selection button to select your character instead of having to go to a terminal. In the past games, you can just hold down the button and then scroll around and get the character you want. And that's really tedious if the character you're playing as on the other side of the screen as the character you want to play as. And I just don't see it on the Wii U version why they didn't have if you're not using the gamepad as a screen, just have the character selection and on the gamepad so you can just switch that and between the map and that. So you don't have to, you know, interrupt the gameplay. And there's a glitch. If you hold down the character selection button, your character will start running, just run off like diagonally across the screen for no apparent reason. And this is really frustrating if you use a flying character to get to a part where you need a different character, and then you switch and the character runs off the edge, and you have to do the whole thing over again. And that character switching button used for a lot of other things too. Like, switching between characters, character selection, and switching forms. And sometimes the button doesn't do what you want it to.
Yeah, because there's a little trick to getting it to do what you want, but it's kind of frustrating, even if you know how to manage that. It's, that's why you usually don't set multiple things for the same button in the game's controls.
Speaking of controls, they're all pretty basic. They're not as tight as Lego City was. I mean, the vehicle controls in Lego City were just great. I mean, it felt like you're driving a more realistic car, and this one is just so swervy and slidey and just so sloppy.
Actually, there was, remember that tractor in Lego City Undercover?
Yeah, but that, well, the tractors had different size wheels, so it kind of makes sense it would be a little harder to control. I'm talking about a regular car. The police car was pretty smooth control and realistic in Lego City, but in this one, all the vehicles basically drive the same. It's slidey, hard to turn corners, and you can't really slow down to turn corners that much. So if you the better free roam game is Lego City. A lot of people will agree with that. Lego Marvel Super Heroes, if you're looking for a Lego free roam game, just don't get this one. Get Lego City. And the flying controls, you can fly by double jumping for characters who don't have a double jump but can fly and use that. But it has it that there's a descend button and then there's a ascend button where it makes you go up and down while you fly and you move the nunchuck to control it. And that's really awkward.
Well, I find it more awkward with how the camera turns when you're flying. It's really frustrating, and, like, when we first unlocked, like, the Human Torch, I think he's the first flying character that you unlock. I tried flying around, and I didn't like how the camera moved, like, because I'm going straight, and then when I make a turn, the camera just swerves around and goes crazy, and I can't tell which direction I'm going.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, the free roam just isn't that fun. I mean, it looks nice, it's nice and flashy, but it's just not really that fun, because it gets old quickly. And, they have the custom characters are back, too. They have, well, you can have, I think it's maybe 5 custom characters per player. They have 2 custom character things. You can also make the big figs, like Hulk. But this one lets you make the little minifigs. And depending on the Lego part you choose, that's the ability that character is going to have. You can mix up, like, you can have Wolverine and Human Torch. You can have Captain America and Spider-Man. It's all these different abilities. And you can mix and match, and you can have your character have the abilities, but he doesn't have all the abilities sometimes, like he can't fly or he can't double jump. And I just don't like it that you have to pick that specific part if you want that ability. I mean, the part could be really goofy, and the abilities would be really awesome, like Electro. Electro's got that little star hat. That's really dorky.
I mean, isn't it that for Iron Man, you need to have the mask?
Yeah, you have to have the Iron Helmet.
And so, like, you want to make this awesome character, you don't want any masks or anything, and you want some, like, awesome hair to be shown on your character or whatever. And you really want them to have Iron Man's abilities for some reason, and you have to put the mask on.
Yeah, if you want Iron Man's abilities, it forces you to make it automatically look like Iron Man.
Yeah, that's it's what, like, I don't like. If you're going to be like Iron Man, you have to be Iron Man. It's, weird.
Yeah. And, well, the hub world, it's fine, but it's not, it gets boring after a while. The story is fun overall, and the levels are, most of them are interesting and exciting, but it's just that the LEGO playstyle gets really repetitive, and after you've played so many of their games, it just becomes really, it seems more like a chore. It really does. The LEGO games that come out, the graphics are nice, and they have new characters and new franchises to play around with, but since they use the same exact playstyle, all the LEGO games aren't really that different from each other. I mean, they have different abilities and maybe slightly different controls and way they move, but it's still not that different. And they have a great cast of characters, which is good, because I like the Marvel series. And overall, it is a great game, but it's not LEGO City, and it's not the best LEGO game in my book.
Yeah, there's, like, not enough to do. Like, there's like, kind of a scale with, what you can do in games. It's, like, from not enough to do to too much to do, and you gotta find a balance, and I don't think LEGO Marvel has exactly met that balance.
Yeah. Well, people have different opinions, so you can check out this game if you want to, and you may have different opinions than us, but just saying it really is a good game, but it's not the best LEGO game.
Yeah, it's a great game, but it has its problems, and then it has a lot of great things about it. Just because we may sound a little negative or something doesn't mean you shouldn't try it out. Definitely try out the game if you feel the need to.
And after that, try LEGO City Undercover, so you'll be blown away by it. Okay, so that's our LEGO Marvel review. And now I'm just gonna, before we close the show, just gonna talk about these 3 free downloadable games I got on the Wii U. Tank Tank Tank, Wii Sports Club, and Zen Pinball 2. There are 3 free games I found on the eShop and decided to check it out and review it. Zen Pinball 2 is fun. It's their basic pinball game where it's you have the Marvel characters in the background and you're shooting the pinball around and you use little triggers on the gamepad to control the things that pinball thingies, the whatever they're called. But the levels are limited. I think it's like you only have available 5 stages you can use, and then you have to buy more packs. And there's, like, I don't know, 30 packs available. So it's a freemium game, and I mean it doesn't limit the time you have to play, and it's I'll just keep it around in case I need it. It's not that bad, but not gonna buy any of the packs. I'm not that hardcore pinball that not that interested in it. Tank. I didn't even try that one. It's freemium, but once the thing that popped up that says I can only play, I think it was 3 times each day, I just turned off the game. I was like, no. If I actually get into this game, I'm not going to want to punish myself by limiting 3 times per each day. I was just turned off by it. And then Wii Sports Club, haven't really tried that one yet. But I heard it's good that it has all the basic Wii Sports stuff, but you have to buy the packs, and each one costs a certain amount of money. I mean, I'm fine with that, because you can buy the individual sports, and you don't have to buy the ones you don't care about. And it has online, so, yeah. It was taking a long time for mine to load, so I didn't get to try it, but I'll have to try it maybe later on. So I guess that's it for the show today. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. You can listen to our podcast and read our forums there. If you're not a member, please sign up for our forums community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. So, do you have any closing comments, too?
It's more of a question, so okay. I don't know.
Well, what is it?
Why you always ask me that? I mean, I will actually kind of know why, but you don't have to ask me all the time because I don't always have something to say.
Well, just in case. And our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin McLeod, courtesy of Incomptech.com. So that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. So until next time, stay in the game.